Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there, welcome to the podcast. This is Jonathan Strickland, staff writer with HowStuffWorks.com, and with me is Chris Paulette, editor extraordinaire.
Hey there.
We're coming to you digitally.
Yeah, and the question for today is, do I really need a digital converter box for my TV? And we'll give you the short answer right up front. If you have a plain old TV that was manufactured, you know, not in the last 5 years, let's say, and you are using a plain old antenna, one that you stick on your roof, one that you stick on top of your TV, you probably need a digital converter box for your TV.
Right.
Now, there's a little bit more backstory to it. Basically, the federal government in the United States decided in 1995 to look into the possibility that they needed more radio spectrum, more broadcast spectrum for emergency communications, which is why you're probably seeing ads on your TV that by February 17th, 2009, you are going to need a converter box if you're going to continue watching your local stations. But that's confused a lot of people.
And it's pretty easy to find out why people are being confused, because I've been reading up on this stuff, and for a while I was confused too. I wasn't really sure who it applied to. And of course, now that I've read your article, it's all become clear to me. But to help you guys out there, like Chris said, we're talking about the televisions that are going to be affected are the TVs that are analog televisions. That means they only accept analog signals that use a regular old antenna to get their television signals. So if your television can't accept digital signals, and you're getting it over an antenna, that's when you need to look into a converter. Otherwise, you might be okay. So first of all, if you've got a television and you notice that it can accept digital signals, you're fine. You don't need to worry about that converter at all, because the converter is doing exactly what your television already does.
Yeah, a lot of people may be thinking that they need to go out and buy a flat panel TV, but most regular TVs, the tube TVs, manufactured in the last few years have a digital tuner, and it should be labeled that way. So you should be able to figure out from looking at your television whether or not it's got a digital tuner in it.
That's right. And if it has the digital tuner, you're fine. Otherwise, you may need to get this converter box. And what that does is it accepts the digital signal that's broadcast that, you know, it picks up from your antenna, goes to the converter. The converter then converts the digital to analog signal and pushes that signal to your television, which means that your TV then accepts the analog signal. You get to watch Wheel of Fortune or whatever it is you want to see. And I just say that because, you know, I'm big on the wheel. But that way, your TV, from your TV's perspective, nothing's changed. It's getting signals the same way it always has. It's just there happens to be a converter in between it and the antenna. But that's not necessarily the case with cable. Cable conversion, it might stay analog or it might go to digital. Is that right?
Well, yeah. And, satellite, both DirecTV and Dish Network use all digital, but cable companies have been sort of, some of them sort of sit on the fence, if you will. If you have a box on top of your TV that's getting a cable signal and it's going into your TV, chances are that box is going to keep you from having to get a digital converter box. Although you may still be getting some analog channels through that. If you subscribe to digital cable, a lot of people will probably be surprised to find out that not all of their signals are digital. But again, it depends on the provider. Now, if you're plugging the cable from your cable provider directly into the back of your TV, then you're probably getting all analog cable. And while the cable providers are not necessarily required to switch over,
they might take this as an opportunity to change all their operations over to digital. It's simpler on their end, but it's not required by the government. And that's because the cable doesn't factor into this frequency range. That's what the government's concerned with. They want to free up this broadcast frequency. They don't really care so much about what's going over the cable, but the cable companies might care. They may want to switch, make it easier, make on their end, and it lowers costs on their end. But for the user, it might mean some changes.
That's true. So again, if you have an analog tuner in your television set, and you are using a terrestrial antenna, you know, one that you stick on top of your TV or on the outside of your house to get your television, you should get a digital converter box. They run between $40 and I think $80 at your local electronics store. Although at DTV2009.com, you can apply for a coupon from the federal government to give you a little discount on that. If you have cable, contact your cable provider to make sure. And otherwise,
you're good to go.
Yeah, happy watching. So for more information, check out Do I Really Need a Digital Converter Box for My TV, which is online right now at HowStuffWorks.com.
And we'll talk to you again later.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh?
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.